Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolanwa. Today is Sunday, February 5th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is the Tabernacle of Praise. Our text is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 27, verse 6. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Pastor P. Sage. In the days of David, there were two tabernacles. One was in Gibeon, while the other was in Jerusalem. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 talks about both of them. The tabernacle in Gibeon, which was the tabernacle of Moses, was the place of sacrifice. The tabernacle in Jerusalem, which was the tabernacle of David, had Levitical singers whom David had appointed to minister before the ark of God. And he, David, appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. The Levites were to minister before the ark night and day, singing praises to the Lord. While in Gibeon, they were offering the sacrifices of bulls and goats in Jerusalem. They offered sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving continually to the Lord. David said, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. Many years later in the New Testament, James, while debating with some church elders about God's plan for the Gentiles, quoted a prophecy. After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. Notice the Lord didn't say, I will build again the tabernacle of Moses. Rather, he said he would build again the tabernacle of David, where was unending praise. This tells us what we're supposed to have in the church today. Unending praise in the sanctuary. It'll usher us into a higher and more glorious arena of life and ministry as we build a living tabernacle that'll never be destroyed. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I'll bless your name at all times, and your praise shall continually be in my mouth, declaring your greatness in all the earth, and making known your wonders to all generations. Thank you for your glory in my life, your righteous, holy, gracious, kind and pure. Your kingdom is everlasting, and you rule the nations in righteousness. Blessed be your name forever, O Lord. Amen. For further study, please read 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 39 and 40 from the NIV, and Psalm chapter 150, verses 1 to 6. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, notice the Lord didn't say, I will build again the tabernacle of Moses. Rather, he said he will build again the tabernacle of David, where was unending praise. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.